Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully, you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron. Well, everyone who is a regular listener of The Drew Marshall Show would know what that sound means. It means that Don Messer is playing in the background. Don Messer's Jubilee was a show that my dad watched faithfully.
See, watched or that? Listened to?
He did both, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. They made it onto television. They were on the radio as well. But my
people
dad
did
is...
watch.
The what?
People would stare at the radio.
They would.
They would.
My dad is on a flight down to Florida right now.
Jerk.
So I don't know if we can do meanwhile back at the farm. How are we going to do this? You know what we should do?
What?
Let's call the farm in Ireland.
Okay.
The Marshall Farm.
Do they have any dog mitts?
Any what? Would you stop referring to things that our listeners have no clue about? My dad told a story about killing his dad. His father, so my grandfather, killing the family dog. Well, sorry, yeah. Putting him down because he was a wee bit sick. And then he made mitts out of them.
Yes.
Does that work for everyone?
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, it's meanwhile back in the farm. And normally I talk to my dad about what life was like growing up in the farm. But today we're going to speak with Elizabeth Marshall, who actually still lives on the Marshall homestead in County Tyrone, Northern Ireland. She joins us right now via Skype. Hello, Catherine. Hello, Elizabeth. Hello, Margaret Mary.
Hello.
I'm using all the great Catholic names out there. Catherine, Margaret, Mary, Elizabeth Marshall. How are you?
Hello, Drew. Hi, Drew. This is Elizabeth. This time you've got.
Elizabeth is, you're a Protestant, though, and so isn't that a good Catholic name?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I'm a Protestant, yes.
Yeah. Do you have any troubles with the neighbors who are Catholic? Do you get along okay with the Catholic?
Of course we get on, absolutely. Yeah. I have many good Catholic friends, of course.
Yeah. Listen to that lilt, eh?
Doesn't
that just makes you melt. So let's give everyone a little taste of where you actually are, okay? How would you explain to radio listeners, Elizabeth Marshall, where you are right now?
Well, Drew, I live in Dunmullen, which is a hamlet, and it's about 5.5 miles out of Omagh in County Tyrone, and it's a beautiful part of the world. It's out in the country, and it's lovely. I'm surrounded by sheep, and there are lots of tractors going past and quads and all sorts. We're right out in the heart of the country.
So if you're what time is it there now?
It's just coming up to 6:20.
6:20, and do you have a bit of daylight there?
Oh, yes, it's bright, yes.
But it's been raining for a couple of days. It's been raining for a couple of days, has it not been?
Yes, we've had a lot of rain overnight and a lot of water in the fields, a lot of water running down the road, and we've had really heavy rain.
Yeah.
And I believe we're going to get snow very soon, so.
Wow, snow. You don't think, Tim, do you think of snow when you think of Northern Ireland?
No, I do not.
No. What do you think of? Does it rain Guinness? Does that ever happen?
Writer's tears.
You haven't seen that, no. So, okay, did you grow up the wife of a farmer?
Well, my father-in-law was a farmer. Bertie's father was a farmer,
right,
yes.
Right. And what kind of farming did he do?
He had, dairy cows, and I used to help to bring in the cows for milking when I came here as a newlywed, I used to help him to bring in the cows to get milked, and he sent the milk away to the dairy. A lorry would come and collect it.
A what?
The milk went into a creamery can, and it was cooled out in the dairy at the side of the house, and then we sent it off in a lorry to the dairy.
Now,
to the big dairy.
Our people over here don't know what a lorry is.
A truck.
Okay.
You would call it a truck, I suppose, Drew. Yeah. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, truck. So how did you help the cows come in? Did you whistle? What did you do?
No, they were very petted, and they would come behind you. They would follow you. There was a wee pet one called Black Polly. She was wee Black Polly, and she was a real pet. She would just walk along beside you.
Did you ever have to say goodbye to Polly?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, how was that? That'd be a bit traumatic.
I eventually. Yeah. That was sad.
Okay, so are there people farming the land right now? Maybe there's some crops or some cattle or sheep, or what's going on right now?
Yes, we have sheep on the farm at the moment. We don't farm ourselves, but my neighbour, we would rent the land to him, and he has a lot of sheep on the land. And I was talking to him this morning, and he was very busy last night because there were lots of wee lambs born. He had a set of triplets and two sets of doubles born overnight.
Wow.
He brought them down the road on a little trailer, the ewe and her wee lambs, and he put them in a shed up at the top of the field here just opposite the house. So
yeah. Isn't that amazing?
He was kept very busy. He said he didn't get to bed at all.
No.
Because there was too much lambing going on overnight.
Too many
little lambs.
Too much lambing. That's funny. Elizabeth Marshall, do you work full-time? Are you retired? What takes up your time during the week?
I'm retired now, but I belong to the local historical society. My husband helped to form it some years ago, and it's still going. And it was in connection with the old graveyard that your dad mentioned that he visited when he was over here some years ago. And we've recently applied for funding to get it tidied up and get some work done on it. So that has started. So that's good. You can tell your dad that.
Nice. So listen, I want the place cleaned up before I come over and visit, you know.
We'll have to tidy it up for these Canadians coming over.
And did you ever get in touch with my aunt? So my dad's sister, Elmer.
No, I think I did email her maybe once or twice, but I'm really sorry about that. I meant to get back in touch with her. I've got a book I want to send to her, and your dad would enjoy it as well, and so would you. It's a book that the Historical Society produced, and it'll tell you quite a bit about Dunmullen and about the Marshalls. There's a whole chapter on the Marshalls, including the Reverend W.F. and his brother, and a little bit about ourselves as well. So I think you'll enjoy it.
Oh, I will. That'll be great. So let's talk about this W.F. fella, because a little later in the show, we've got Declan Ford on, who some have said is the sort of the new Bard of Tyrone. How do you feel about that?
Oh, Declan's a grand fellow. In fact, Declan took part last year. We had a vintage day in memory of my husband, Bertie, because he was into all things vintage, and he loved to restore old cars, motorbikes, bikes, all of that sort of thing. And they wanted to do something to remember Bertie, so they had a lovely day when people brought along their vintage items, and we had a beautiful day. It was a lovely sunny day, and in the evening we had a wee bit of a concert, and Declan came along and sang for us and told us some funny things, and we had a really good time.
Oh, good for him. Good for him. Well, we've got an all-star lineup today, folks, on our St. Patrick's Day special. We just heard from a Celtic group, Nua. Their website is trionua.com. And, of course, right now it's Meanwhile Back on the Farm with Elizabeth Marshall. Normally it's Grant Marshall, my dad, talking about what life was like growing up in the farm, the Marshall homestead here in Ontario. But Elizabeth Marshall, she's living on the Marshall farm, the Marshall homestead in Northern Ireland in County Tyrone. Now, you're not in Oma, though. You're in, what's the name of the place?
We're in Dunmullen, which is a hamlet.
And when you say hamlet, give us a little picture of what that may look like. How many people?
It's out in the country. We have, it's a hamlet because, there's a school, there's a little church, there's a hall just up above us.
Did you say a hall?
Yes, it's a hall. It's an orange hall. It's called Dunmullen Orange Hole.
I'm sorry. We don't know what a hole is. Are you telling me there's a hole it's in the hole. Ground that it's orange in color?
Oh, not at all. It's a hole, H-A-L-L.
Oh, we did not understand that at all. Oh, my goodness. All we heard was H-O-L-E.
Oh, sorry. It's my pronunciation.
Hole? So an orange hall, right?
Yes, and we've got a school as well. We've got a primary school.
Right.
And we've got a little gospel hall down the road. And, of course, our house is it was built in 1883, so it would be maybe the oldest house around.
Wow.
Here on the farm at the bottom of the hill.
And do you have a fireplace in the house?
We do, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's pretty typical, I'd imagine. You know, you got to keep things dry somehow, because you get a fair bit of rain there, wouldn't you, Elizabeth?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Tim, you wanted to say something?
I was just going to say, in that case, it would be a hole for the fireplace.
Really?
Yeah.
I made a break in the show for that comment. That's a shocker, Tim. That's a shocker. What I want to know is W.F. Marshall, is he still sort of, do people know that name in your neck of the woods? Or is he just sort of known within the Marshall clan?
No, he would be well known, and some of his poems are very well known. And
like me ma and pa?
Oh, the one about, you're talking about living in Drumlister, that one?
Yeah, it's probably called Living in Drumlister, not Me Ma and Pa. Sorry about that. Oh, boy.
Yes, he's well known, yes, and we try to promote his poems as much as possible, and his books have gone out of print now, and we would like to get them reprinted. So we have a little society called the Marshall Society up in Six Mile Cross.
What?
Direction. And we would like to get the books reprinted.
Well, isn't that something? Any sort of broadcasting or promotional work I can do on the Drew Marshall Show to help the Marshall Society, if you need a little more exposure, some recorded interviews or whatever, you just let me know. I'll have anyone on the show from that place.
Yes, that would be lovely. William Anderson is in charge of our Marshall Society, and I'm sure William would be very happy to... get in touch with you, yes, that would be lovely. Thank you, Drew. Yeah.
You know what I find? Well, it's not a great effort. It, like, maybe I should just send over money. You know, that'd be a bigger deal, I think. what I find interesting is the correlation between W.F. Marshall and Drew Marshall, or D.G. Marshall. So there's W.F. Marshall was a Protestant minister, and I used to be a Protestant minister.
Yes, he was Presbyterian.
W.F. Marshall was a radio broadcaster. I'm a radio broadcaster. Mm-hmm. W.F. Marshall was a writer or a poet, and I'm now transitioning. That sounds weird, doesn't it, Tim? Transitioning.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The surgery was last week. I'm now transitioning into a bit of writing. So I just find the trajectory of both of our lives just so interesting.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well,
yes.
Let's give a tip of the hat to your husband, Bertie. He died, was it 2 years ago now?
Yes, just 2 years this month, on the 6th of March, 2017.
And Elizabeth, what took him?
He had a brain hemorrhage.
Oh.
And it happened very quickly. He took ill very quickly, and he lived for 9 days, and he was in a coma in hospital. He never came out of the coma.
Oh, boy.
But, we were all with him. My son came home from Australia, and my other son came over from Scotland, and we were with him. And we were very thankful for those days that we had with him, the nine days.
Sure.
Because we talked away to him. We just tried to keep things just as normal.
Sure.
He cared us.
That's a tough loss, Elizabeth. And the folks in New Orleans are known for doing funerals in very special ways. And the folks in Ireland are also known for doing funerals in very special ways. Would you say it'd be a typical funeral, or what would be different that maybe North Americans wouldn't understand or maybe not have heard of?
Well, I suppose over here we have a wake. When anybody dies, you know, they have a wake where people call at the house and sympathize with the person who's had the loss.
Yeah.
And they say that's a good thing to do, that it's contact, it's people talking to you and maybe shake your hand or give you a hug. They say that's a very comforting thing. And then we had a Thanksgiving service for Bertie's life. Because Bertie was a real character. your dad and he would have got on really well. He had a great sense of humour and he was very well liked in the community.
Oh, that's good.
Good one. Very happy person, lovely person.
Yeah, I hear that being liked in the community skips a generation. My dad was very well liked in the community. Oh, boy.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, Elizabeth, again, a tip of the hat to Bertie. You know, wouldn't he be chuffed, as they say, over your neck of the woods to have, well, you know, would have been great to have him on the show and to get him on the phone.
He would have been great on the program. You would have enjoyed him.
Yeah.
He had a great sense of humor.
Well, it's a real treat to have you on the show today as well during our St. Patrick's Day special. Do you have any plans tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day, or do you sort of lay low on that day?
Well, I don't really. Sometimes we would have gone to the parade, you know, to watch it. Yes.
Yeah.
I won't be going tomorrow. I'll be going to church tomorrow, but they're having a parade tomorrow in Oma, I believe.
Yeah.
But, you know, they usually do have a parade in Oma for St. Patrick's Day.
What church are you going to tomorrow?
I go to the Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Oma on the Old Mountfield Road.
Really?
Mm-hmm, yes.
You know, over here, Evangelical Presbyterian is an oxymoron.
Oh, I don't know what that is, Drew. You're confusing me with words.
Well, evangelicals are sort of one splinter of the Christian group, and Presbyterians are another splinter. And to have the two of them together, that's a very rare thing.
Yeah, one raises their hands, the other one sits on them.
There you go. One raises their hands, and the other one sits on them.
All right. Is that what it is? Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, that's good.
As long as we have our right place.
Yeah, that's right. As long as we end up at the right place. Listen, Elizabeth, one of these days, I'm going to get over there and I'm going to shake your hand in person.
Okay, Drew. That'll be great.
What a pleasure to have you.
Sorry, I was away the last time that you had planned to come over. I was away in Australia, but...
Yeah, I was very offended. Yes. Very offended.
Hopefully. Oh, I don't think you were too offended, Drew, and you wouldn't be on
the program. Oh, well, listen, that was Meanwhile Back in the Farm with Elizabeth Marshall live from the Marshall Farm in Northern Ireland. Elizabeth, what a pleasure to chat with you today. Thank you for your time.
Not at all. Lovely to talk to you too.
Thank you, dear. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Elizabeth Marshall. That's kind of, I don't know, I feel all sort of chicken noodle soupy right now. You know what I mean? Grilled cheese and chicken noodles. I feel warm.
That's so Irish.
All right, listen. I should have asked her. She's a bit tickled about our next guest. I told her that following her will be Daniel O'Donnell. Sorry, what was that, Tim?
I'm just worrying about my voice.
World-renowned Irish recording artist Daniel O'Donnell, followed by Tommy Fleming, recording artist. Recording artist again from Ireland, the voice of Ireland. Lots more coming up on the Drew Marshall Show. Stay with us for our St. Patrick's Day special.